And we are joined on the phone, as we typically are at this time on Wednesday morning, by our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are, rolling into another Wednesday, and West Bend Public Library remains closed till further notice, I guess we should say, right?
Yes, to the public. We will be open if you vote at the library. We will have a special arrangement made so you don't have to go anywhere new. You don't have to figure out a new place. We've got the booths set up, spaced out nicely, and got it set up so that we will have all the cleaning supplies out and keep it disinfected and whatnot if you do vote at the library, though. So,
all right. That sounds
that's
good.
It.
That's coming up next Tuesday. And we should maybe we'll just sneak in here that you've got until the end of the day tomorrow to request a mail-in absentee ballot so that you don't have to go to the library or anywhere else to vote.
Which is what I did, even though I will be at the library that day anyway.
Right.
I wanted to make sure that everything was flowing smoothly and I'm not cogging up the system or anything like that. So.
Right. Yep. And I did too. And, and it was so easy to do the sign up for it. So I may.
Yeah, signing up was really easy. But and the only thing is that if you do get an absentee ballot, you have to have another adult to witness the ballot before you mail it back in.
Right, right. And I'm not quite sure what they were supposed to witness. I mean, did they witness you sticking the ballot in the envelope? did they witness that you're you? That was the only part that confused me about it. Did that confuse you?
Yes, it did confuse me. And I'm just going, you know what? I had to send in a picture of my driver's license.
Right.
To get the ballot mailed out. So is it confirming that I'm the one who actually did it? I don't know. But
you know what? Yeah, I'll,
but it's done.
Yeah,
so I
there
voted
we go.
Already.
Got that
but,
taken care of. And so, yeah. So we shall see. So we've still
reduced the burden.
Right.
Next week.
Right. And even though the library is closed, though, you've got a lot of things going on.
You know, you gotta, the librarians, we gotta keep busy. We gotta keep out of trouble. Otherwise, you can't have librarians running amok.
That's true. And shushing at random.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No.
So we're finding some ways to stay busy, which is, it's been fun, actually.
So you have a teen contest for Donate Life Month?
Yes. So April's Donate Life Month, where we raise awareness about organ and tissue and eye donation. And this is a cause kind of near and dear to the library's heart. Our outreach librarian, Nancy, who's kind of without anything to do. She's working a lot behind the scenes and getting things organized and cleaned up and whatnot right now. But usually she goes into care facilities and does drop-offs to people's homes if they have a disability and can't make it to the library. So that's her usual, but that's all been cut down. You know, nothing's before we closed to the public, Nancy had been unable to visit some of her usual stops and stuff. But she is a living tissue donor herself. She donated to her nephew, which is a really cool story. So we're pretty passionate about organ donation at the library. And as such, we want to get some information out there to the public because that's kind of our mission anyway. But for teens, you get to sign up to be a donor when you get your driver's license. So there's a video from Donate Life Wisconsin where you just watch the video, answer a quick couple of questions, then you're entered in for a prize drawing at the end of the month. So wanted to kick April off right with a fun contest that you can do online.
Oh, there we go. Okay. And speaking of fun, quarantine bingo? I think speaking
yes.
of fun. But I'll let you talk about it.
So it's a good time. if you're looking for stuff to do, library is closed, everywhere else is closed. Sarah whipped up a bingo sheet. So if you're stuck at home, you just download the sheet, complete a bingo, bring it back to the library once we reopen. It's for older kids, teens, and adults. And if you enter, you receive a bookmark, and you're entered into a raffle for a West Bend Chamber of Commerce gift certificate, which is redeemable at various West Bend businesses. And actually, one of the things on the bingo sheet is listen to Hannah on the radio.
Ooh, how exciting.
So you already have one.
There we go.
One thing. But, you know, another one is email a joke to the library's to our reference email address. Wear your pajamas all day.
You know, there's, now, how is that different from my usual day?
On the bingo scene.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing with no guests in the studio. Nobody knows what I'm wearing in the studio these days.
Oh, exactly. With the library closed to the public. Who knows?
Yeah. Exactly. So we've got virtual story times continuing.
Absolutely. So Miss Terica is uploading new YouTube videos every Saturday at 9 a.m. So there's Saturday story times. You can tune in for stories and, you know, rhymes and songs and kind of your usual story time fix if you're missing that at your house. And the nice thing about that is that, they're uploaded at 9 a.m., but then they're there all the time. So you can just watch them whenever you and your child want to. And this one I think is going to be special on Saturday. There's she did a virtual egg hunt.
Okay.
At the library. So there will be a video. There will be an answer sheet. And you have to watch the video very closely to see what letters are on all of the Easter eggs hidden throughout the library. And if you're missing the library, it'll be a great video to make you feel like you visited. And then at the end of the video, you'll unscramble all the letters to reveal a secret message. So, virtual egg hunt this Saturday, 9 a.m., or whenever you want to do it.
Is the secret message drink more Ovaltine?
Yes. Absolutely. So the videos are going up 9 a.m. on Saturdays. I'm uploading teen videos on Tuesdays. So Tuesday morning, yesterday I was live on Facebook for a little bit, live on Instagram for a little bit. And I just talk about, this week I did a book recommendation and then some tips for a lot of the teens have expressed that quarantine is making them want to change their hair very drastically. So had some tips for what to do if you want to change your hair drastically.
And what not to do.
And what not to do. Yes. As someone who has cut their own hair for about 5 years, I have some tips. So.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. All right, and obviously, even though the library is closed, the publishing world has not shut down. The DVD world continues. Rise of Skywalker in stores today, I believe, right?
I believe you are correct.
And so there's obviously new materials coming into the library.
There are, you know, we're still ordering items, still having them delivered, getting them processed so they're ready to go, ready to check out, sticking the barcodes on them, all that kind of good stuff. So if there is something coming up that you've been looking forward to, you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We're actively answering the phones from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, but you can also leave a message if you want, and we'll put things on hold for you. You can also request things on the online catalog. So if you're excited about Rise of Skywalker and you want to get on the hold list, you can. We'll keep your spot ready and waiting for you on the hold list for when we reopen.
And you'll be number 3,712 if you get on there today. just right. Guessing here. But, you know, let's see. What else? You guys are in there from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, correct?
Well, we're taking turns.
Well, yeah, not everybody's there all the time.
Only so many librarians there at a time. But it's kind of nice. I can get used to the working from home in the mornings. You know, wake up and, oh, I'm at work. Done.
See, there you go.
but then, yeah, I've been going in the afternoons and working on some projects. We got our latest newsletter has the inside scoop on some of the projects we've been working on. One of the things I'm really excited about is DVD series are now going out and Blu-ray series are going out for 14 days instead of 7.
Ah.
So once we're back in action, you'll be able to check out a season of TV and instead of having to watch a whole season in a week, you'll have 2 weeks.
There we go.
You know, that kind of thing. Stuff we've been wanting to get to for a while now, but takes some staff time and effort, and now we have the time.
Right. And we want to remind people that the due dates have been automatically extended to, what, May 1st, right?
Yes. At the moment, they're May 1st. If it kind of depends on, I think the goal is that whenever we reopen, materials will be due 2 weeks after that.
Okay. And
so they'll be able to hang on to them. And if you do want to return things, if you've got them collecting dust at home, you can drop them off in the book and media drops at the back of the building. Those are open 24/7. 365. So we're sanitizing things as they come in, and it'll help us out. If you're done with it, then we're probably going to get swamped whenever we open back up. So it'll help us out if you return them now, and we can kind of try to stay ahead of the curve.
Right. And let's plan for next week about talking about some other online services.
Yeah, sounds good. We've got, there's all kinds of things that you can do with your library card that I think people don't necessarily know about. I talk about the e-books and the audio books and the magazines. There's streaming video that you can access on OverDrive. But we've got things like, there's genealogy research you can do if you're into looking into your family tree. We've got, there's a Chilton Auto Repair database, which I should probably study.
There you go.
You can learn languages with your library card. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So yeah, let's pick some to talk about.
All right, we'll do that. We'll do that next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, enjoy your quiet time at the library, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Bye bye. That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation with her. And I appreciate that. Even though the library is closed, as she mentioned, it is staffed from 9 to 5 on a Monday through Friday to answer questions, maybe help you find some of these online services, so on and so forth. And we'll talk more about those next week.